Good morning, ladies, and welcome to day four of the Figuring Out Your Divorce Finances 5-Day Challenge. So yesterday, you looked at your liabilities. How was it? Have you finished all the exercise? If you haven't, don't worry. Just promise yourself that you will go back and complete it because it really is important. Today, we're going to be looking at pensions. And before you turn off because you think it doesn't apply to you, just listen to the end of this audio. Because the thing is, ladies, that even if you don't have your own pension, if your husband does, this might be something that's going to be important to you in your overall divorce settlement. You see, pensions can be a very valuable asset. And if you've been married for some time, you will be entitled to a share of his pension. Sometimes taking a share of the pension is better than taking a larger share of the house. That's particularly the case if you've been a stay-at-home mum for quite some time and you haven't built up your own pension pot. You see, if you're living in the family home and you intend to stay there, that is not really an asset, because in fact it's a liability, because that house is going to cost you money in running it and in maintaining it. When you get to pension age, you need a source of income. And yes, you'll have your state pension if you live in the UK. But as you know, the state pension age is getting pushed further and further back, and the amount of money that it's actually giving you is decreasing. So how are you going to fund yourself in your old age? Now, depending on how old you are, you might not be so concerned about this. You might be young enough to start your own pension. You might be thinking that eventually you'll remarry, and these things won't matter. But until you actually have those as guaranteed concrete concepts, you need to start thinking now about your current situation and what would happen. So today is quite a short exercise. It's merely you going away and looking at what pension entitlement you might have, either through the pensions you've got yourselves, and this includes any pensions that are already frozen, or any pension that you started under the new government scheme. Write the pension down, write the policy down, and if you didn't already do it from day one when we looked at assets, apply now for the cash equivalent transfer value. You do this by contacting your pension provider and asking for it, telling them that it's for divorce proceedings. Now here's the thing, you're entitled to one pension statement a year. If you've already had your pension statement recently, use this. If you haven't, give them a call. Now, if you do it several times a year, it's likely that they'll begin to charge you for that information, so bear that in mind. Once you have the cash equivalent transfer value or the surrender value of those pensions, write them on the workbook provided. This will give you an idea about what the pension's worth. Now there is a point to mention here, and that's about final salary pension schemes, which many people still have. Final salary pension schemes, and indeed armed forces pensions, are often undervalued. If this applies to you, it may be that during your divorce proceedings, you will need to have some actuarial advice about the true value of the pension. Now this can be quite expensive and it can cost up to £1,000, but here's the thing, by spending that money you may well save yourself thousands of pounds. So your solicitor or independent financial advisor will be able to give you some more advice on this, but certainly do not necessarily take those pension valuations at face value. The other thing that you need to consider when looking at pensions is what kind of settlement you want. Because here's the thing, ladies. Pension settlements can be looked at in two ways. Firstly, they can be looked at in terms of a fund value. So, for example, if your husband has a pension pot, or you together have a joint pension pot of, say, £150,000, and you want it to be fair, you might say, well, we'll split the pension pot so we each have a pot of £75,000 each in a pension sharing arrangement. That's one thing. Depending on how old you are and your circumstances, you might decide, however, that you want to have pension income equality. Pension income equality will not be the same as sharing your pension 50-50, and this is why. As a woman, statistically, you are going to live longer than your husband, and therefore, to have the same monthly pension income as him, you are going to need a bigger share of the pension pot in order to do that, because statistically, that pension has got to go further. So that's something that you and he need to discuss in your mediation or with your lawyer, is whether you want equality of pension pot or equality of pension income. Without having the financial information about exactly what your pensions are worth, you won't be able to have a realistic conversation. So that's it for today, ladies. Quite a short exercise. Bear in mind that it could take up to 6 weeks to get this information from your pension provider. You really need to do it right away. So until tomorrow, ladies, have a great day.